This might sound crazy, but I feel really comfortable around you. I feel like I've known you for years. She looked slightly embarrassed saying it. Her words made Wade perk up, glad to know he wasn't imagining things.
I feel it too, he said. Their eyes locked, and something intense passed between them. His soul soared at the connection, even though he tried to keep it subdued.
Would she still feel that way if she knew what he was, if he bit her? He went back and forth about doing it. Apparently, it was the only surefire way in the vampire world of finding out if someone was your soulmate. But he'd never been able to get a clear answer about what happened when you bit in. Was there a particular flavor, or was it a feeling? All anyone ever said was, "You'll feel it, and you'll just know." They said that, in the old days, it prevented vampires from accidentally killing their soulmates. It was a protective mechanism, whatever it was. Soulmates were so rare that it was becoming more of a legend. Wade had expected that he would find a female who was already a vampire to be his partner, but he supposed it didn't matter. She had to come from somewhere. Vampires came from humans. That was the way it was. But would Yesenia even want this life? Would she willingly convert? But he was getting too far ahead of himself. If it wasn't her, then he was just going to feel like a huge idiot. Ugh, he was getting tired of hearing himself think. "Want an ice cream?" he asked her. "Sure." He bought her a cone, and they left the concession area, wandering in the direction of Cosmic Meadow, passing by Stage 7 on the way. It was one of the smaller stages, but it was no less packed with fans than any of the others. It was sponsored by one of the soft drink companies, so the lighting reflected the brand and the logo was displayed along the sides. After that, Upside Down House came into view. It was a stage built to look literally like an upside down house. They stopped at the perimeter of the dance space to watch the DJ who was performing.
"So why do you think we both feel that way?" Yesenia asked.
"You know, like we know each other. I'm sure I've never seen you before tonight." Wade couldn't help but notice Yesenia's cute pink tongue as she licked at the ice cream cone. And, of course, it brought to mind more erotic imaginings.
"Maybe it's fate."
They locked eyes, and he noticed a blush rising to her cheeks. Interesting. Maybe she did feel something between them. Maybe it wasn't just his imagination. If she was his soulmate, wouldn't she feel something too? The 80-degree desert air melted the ice cream quickly, and even though Yesenia had been keeping up with it, during that pause some dripped down onto her fingers.
"Oh, shoot!"
She shifted the cone to her other hand and tried to flick the vanilla off.
"Allow me," he said.
He gently took her hand in his and licked the sweet, creamy liquid from her skin as he looked straight into her eyes. Beneath the taste of ice cream was something even better. Her taste. There was a sweetness to her skin, and the salty tang of traces of sweat combined with it perfectly, as though pretzels had been mixed in with the ice cream. Her eyes dilated, and her lips parted in surprise. He let go of her hand.
"Sorry. I couldn't help myself,"